亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
复活节快乐
，Happy Easter，
让我们一起祷告
，Let us pray together。
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你
，We thank you，
在这个复活节的清晨
，In this morning of Easter Sunday，
你吸引人来到你的面前
you have led people to come before you，
你召集你的儿女来敬拜你
，You called your children to worship you。
我们把一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你。
We place every thanksgiving, praise, and glory to you.
天父啊
Father,
求你让寻求你的人都寻见你。
Let those who seek you find you.
求你让你的儿女都在主耶稣基督里得安息，重新得力。
You have given your sons and daughters a place to rest in Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们在这里，求你与我们同在。
In Him we've given strength.
求你对我们说话，你的话是我们心中的喜乐和力量。
We pray that you speak to us. Your word gives us joy and strength.
我们同心祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We pray these in Jesus' name, Amen.
我想你们每一个人都知道，今天是复活节。
I believe everybody knows that today is Easter.
但是复活节是一个什么节，可能并不是你们每一个人都知道的。
But what exactly is Easter? Probably not a lot of people know about that.
有人以为感恩节就是火鸡节。
Some people believe Thanksgiving is Turkey Day.
有人以为圣诞节就是一个公共假期。
Christmas, then, is a public holiday.
有人可能以为复活节就是兔子节或者彩蛋节。
In the same way, some believe Easter is Bunny Day or Easter Egg Day.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们应该感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we should give thanks to our God.
因为我们还可以过复活节。
Because we're able to live through Easter.
在圣诞节期间，我想你已经感觉到。
During Christmas, perhaps you already feel so.
已经有一些人，而且数量还不少，反对把圣诞节叫圣诞节。
An increasing amount of people refuse to call Christmas as Christmas.
不能说圣诞节快乐，要说节日快乐。
You can't say Merry Christmas, rather you have to say Happy Holidays.
没有了上帝的感恩节，当然就剩下火鸡了。
Think about it. Without Thanksgiving, God, then of course, Thanksgiving to God, then of course we're left only with turkey.
没有耶稣基督的圣诞节，那就是一个假期而已。
And without Jesus in Christmas, then of course it became a holiday.
现在好像还没有人反对把复活节叫复活节。
But with that said, I haven't heard anyone wants to change Easter into something else.
明天是复活节星期一。
Tomorrow is Easter Monday.
学生不用上课，工作人不用上班。
Students don't have to go to school, and workers may not have to go to work.
但是，亲爱弟兄姐妹，那不是复活节带给我们最大的好处。
But brothers and sisters, that is not a greatest benefit that brought to you by Easter.
如果你不明白复活节真正的意义，你就不能得到耶稣基督复活要带给你真正的益处。
If you do not understand the true meaning behind Easter, then you don't benefit from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，作为基督徒，这个事件对我们并不是很友好。
Dear brothers and sisters, as a Christian, the world is not very friendly with us.
我们应该明白我们所信的是什么。
We need to understand what our faith is and what we truly believe in.
并且在这个世界上为主耶稣基督做盐做光。
And to be the salt and light of the world because of our Lord Jesus.
让世人因着我们可以认识那一位为我们在十字架上死了，并且第三天从死里复活的耶稣基督。
Through us Christians, the world should see the one who died for us on the cross, the one who came back to life 3 days later, and the one and only Jesus Christ.
我们今天读的经文罗马书第四章第二十五节。
Today's passage is taken from Romans 4:25.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过患。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活是为叫我们称义。
And was raised to life for our justification.
这节经文虽然简单却非常重要。
This verse, though it is simple, yet extremely important.
这节经文清楚地道出了基督信仰最核心的真理或者说教义。
The passage clearly stated the core of Christian beliefs and teachings.
这节经文很可能引自早期教会的信仰告白。
The passage may have also inspired the confession of faith of the early churches.
他提到了耶稣的死与复活。
It mentioned Christ's death and resurrection.
他更宣告了耶稣的死与复活的意义。
It acknowledged and proclaimed the meaning of his death and resurrection.
耶稣的死与复活跟我们每个人的关系。
As well as how this is all connected to us.
首先我盼望你们每一个人都知道。
First of all, I hope everyone understands.
耶稣的死与复活是在人类历史上真实发生过的事实。
Jesus' death and resurrection is a proven historical event.
就好像任何真实的历史事件一样，是无可置疑的。
It absolutely happened, just like any other events in human history.
耶稣的死与复活不是一个虚无缥缈的神话故事。
There's no question about that, and Jesus' death and resurrection is not an illusionary myth.
耶稣的死与复活也不是一个充满想象力的科幻故事。
It is also not an imaginary science fiction.
耶稣的死与复活是一个历史事实。
The death and resurrection of Jesus is an historical event.
是真实可信的。
Authentic, realistic.
曾经有一个宣教士，当他在泰国的时候。
There was a missionary who went to Thailand.
看到有一次泰国人几乎倾城出动迎接佛牙。
Saw a swarm of people dispatched just to welcome Buddha's tooth.
据说是佛祖的牙齿被运到那个城市供人们膜拜。
It is said that that tooth was sent to the city for the purpose of worshiping Buddha.
那个宣教士有感而发地说道。
At that time, this missionary had a thought and said,
如果有一天有人找到耶稣的牙齿。
If one day someone found the tooth of Jesus Christ,
那么基督教就不攻自破了。
Then Christianity is over, self-destruct.
感谢神，耶稣曾经死过。
Thanks be to God that Jesus did die.
第三天从死里复活了。
And also did raise 3 days later.
他没有留下牙齿或者任何东西在地上。
He didn't leave us any teeth or anything.
我们所拜的是又真又活的神。
Because the God that we worship is a living God.
我对你们中间有一些人有一些担心。
I have my worries to a few of you.
特别是年轻人。
Especially the youth.
你们从小在基督教家庭或者教会长大。
You were raised in a Christian family and grow up in the church.
你们从小就知道耶稣的死与复活的故事。
You've heard the story of Jesus' death and resurrection since you were little.
你们从小每年就过圣诞节、复活节。
You lived many Christmas and Easter.
你们以为这是一些很好的传统。
You may have thought that these are traditions.
有很多美好的记忆。
Having great holiday memories.
但是当你进入高中。
However, when you go to high school.
你的生物老师告诉你。
Your biology teacher introduced a concept to you.
人不是按照神的形象和样式造的，人是从猴子变来的。
Which is man is not made in the image of God, and human being was descended from the apes through evolution.
当你进入大学
，and when you enter university,
你的教授告诉你
，your professors tells you,
死人复活是不可能的
，that resurrection is impossible.
那是违背科学的。
It is against the very nature of science.
于是你从小的信仰开始动摇。
Therefore, your faith starts to waver.
你对圣诞节、复活节不再充满期待和兴奋。
You begin to lose the anticipation and excitement about Christmas and Easter.
甚至你不愿意参与教会的聚会。
Eventually, you no longer want to come to church anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你的信心需要一个坚固的根基。
Your faith needs a solid foundation.
你应该知道，基督信仰是建立在坚固的根基上的。
You must understand that Christian faith is built on a solid foundation.
而不是建立在传说或者人的教导上。
And not merely upon human traditions and teachings.
如果耶稣真的没有死过，并且从死里复活。
If Jesus had not died and resurrected.
那么你的信仰的确是没有根基的。
Then your faith is not set on solid foundation.
无论外表看起来多么美好。
No matter how beautiful,
它迟早有一天会坍塌的。
No matter how glorious you frame your faith is, eventually it will collapse.
但是感谢神，耶稣基督就是我们的磐石。
But thanks be to God that Jesus Christ is our foundation, our rock, the precious cornerstone.
宝贵的房角石是我们得救的根基。
The precious cornerstone, the foundation to our salvation.
立在基督，磐石坚固，其余根基都是沙土。
Standing in Christ, the solid foundation.Everything else is just sand.
其余根基都是沙土。
Everything else is just sand.
你可能说你怎么知道呢？
You might ask, how do you know?
你有圣经告诉我。
Well, because the Bible told me so.
你可能说你能不能不讲圣经呢？
You also would ask, can you not just talk about the Bible?
你说耶稣的死与复活是在人类历史上真实发生的事，你有证据吗？
You said that Jesus died and resurrected is an historical event. Do you have some real hard evidence?
你有圣经以外的证据吗？
Do you have proof outside of the so-called Bible?
当然有了。
Well, of course there are.
我向你推荐两本书。
I want to take this time to introduce two books to you.
一本是麦道问写的《铁证待判》。
First book is by, oh man, I'm going to butcher the name, Josh McDowell,The Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
这本书现在有了新版。
By the way, this book now has a new edition.
新铁证待判。
Called The New Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
另一本书是史特伯写的《重审基督》。
The second book by Lee Strobel, The Case of Christ, or Case for Christ.
作为基督徒。
As a Christian.
你一定要多读书。
You have to read more.
装备自己。
Have to understand, or have to understand and study more.
为你的信仰进行辩护。
Equip yourself to defend your faith.
如果你不读书，
if you don't read,
同时你又相信那些所谓有知识的人，
if you don't study and at the same time believe that the words from those so-called knowledgeable people,
你就很容易被带偏离真理，
then you will steer away from the truth very easily.
这两本书的作者都曾经是反对基督信仰的。
The author of these two books both were once opposed Christianity.
认为耶稣的死与复活是根本经不起推敲的。
They believe that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has no basis.
但是当他们开始收集资料，
However, once they began their research, collecting the data,
认真思考如何推翻基督信仰的时候，
through all the data,
他们离真理越来越近。
They became closer and closer to the truth.
最后他们都成了耶稣基督坚定的跟随者和传扬者。
Ultimately, both of them have become the Christ followers and preachers.
这其实我还想再向你推荐一本书，第三本书。
The third book, which is not in the script.
这我正在读的一本书。
This is the one that I'm reading right now.
No God but one.
No God but one.
就是没有神，但是只有一位神。
Yeah, no God but one.
是阿拉还是耶稣？
Sorry, what is it?
Allah or Jesus.
Is it Allah or Jesus?
这是一个 Nobel 写的。
What? Oh, it's from the Nobel. You know what? I'll put it in a link.
Nobel Prize.
Yeah, yeah.
他是一个基督，他是一个穆斯林。
He is a Muslim.
坚定的穆斯林信仰者。
He's really, really Muslim.
强烈的反对基督信仰。
Really, really against Christianity.
但是就是他在反对基督信仰的过程中。
But because of his opposition to Christianity,
他最攻击的两点，
he's pointed out two things.
就是耶稣的死与复活。
That is Jesus' death and resurrection.
但是就是这两点让他从一个穆斯林变成了基督徒。
And because of this very reason, this two reasons, Jesus' death and resurrection, he became a Christian.
而且成了耶稣基督坚定的传扬者。
And now he has become a very dedicated preacher.
让很多的穆斯林归向耶稣基督。
Have led a lot of Muslims into Christ.
所以我告诉你，
so that I tell you,
耶稣的死与复活是真实可信的。
That Jesus' death and resurrection is absolutely evidential.
不，这里我还是要向你提出两个圣经的证据。
But I'm going to post two more evidence of Jesus' death and resurrection in the Bible.
格林多前书十五章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 and 4 says,
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
我请你特别注意这两节经文中的一个片语。
I want you to focus on a phrase in the passage which is according to the Scriptures.
照圣经所说。
According to the scriptures.
使徒保罗曾经亲眼见过复活的耶稣向他显现。
Although Apostle Paul saw the resurrected Jesus.
但是当他传福音的时候。
But when he preached the gospel.
他并不总是在讲大马色路上看见复活的耶稣的见证。
He constantly referred back to the scripture and not just merely talk about the road to Damascus.
使徒行传里使徒保罗为主耶稣做见证的时候。
In the book of Acts, when Apostle Paul bear witness to Jesus Christ.
他只两次提到大马色的经历。
He only ever mentioned the road to Damascus twice.
更多的时候他是引用圣经证明耶稣是基督。
More so than anything else, Apostle Paul always referenced the scriptures when talking about Jesus Christ.
根据四本福音书的记载，
According to the four synoptic gospels,
耶稣复活以后，
As Jesus was resurrected,
要让门徒相信他已经从死里复活了，
He appeared before his disciple and showed them the proofs of his death and resurrection.
他当然需要向门徒显现。
Of course he had to show, appear in his disciples.
但是耶稣不仅仅是向门徒显现，
But he didn't merely just appear in front of them.
耶稣向门徒显现的时候，
when he appeared to the disciple, his
更多的是让门徒明白圣经。
He also helped them understand more about the scriptures.
路加福音24章25节到27节。
In Luke chapter 24 verse 25 to 27 says,
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
He said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
路加福音二十四章四十四节。
Then in Luke chapter 24, verse 44 to 45 says,
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
Then he opened their minds so thatThey could understand the scriptures.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经是神的话，
Bible is God's word.
是没有错误的，
It is the truth and without fault.
是我们信仰的根据和权威，
It is the basis and authority of our faith.
基督信仰并不反对理性，
Christian belief is not irrational.
我并不反对你学习世上的知识，
I am not against learning the knowledge of the world.
当你世上的知识越来越多的时候，我盼望你对圣经的信心越来越坚固。
But as you learn more and more, my hope is that your faith will solidify as well.
关于耶稣的死与复活，圣经如此记载，我们就如此相信。
As the death and resurrection of Jesus, how it was recorded in the Bible, then that's how we believe it.
你把你的信仰建立在神的话语上，就坚固不可动摇。
When you place your belief on the word of God, then your faith is unshaken.
关于耶稣的死与复活，除了圣经的见证，
Other than the Bible, there is other way to witness Jesus' death and resurrection.
我要向你提出另一个见证，就是教会的见证。
Another way is to through testimonies of the church.
哥林多前书十五章五到八节，
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 5 to 8 says,
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
And that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
The last of all he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
你可能对我说，你这还不是在引用圣经证明吗？
Wait a minute, aren't you just trying to prove Christ by only using the Bible again?
不错，我是在引用圣经证明耶稣的死与复活。
Yes, I am using the scriptures to confirm the death and resurrection of Jesus.
但是你应该注意并且思想。
However, you must also think critically.
这段经文列出了耶稣复活的见证人。
This passage listed a number of eyewitnesses who saw and able to testify.
这些人都是耶稣复活的目击证人。
These people are also the witnesses that can testify his death and resurrection.
这些人也是教会的开拓者、建立者。
These same people were also the pioneers and founders of early churches.
从他们以后，教会就在世界各地建立起来，直到如今。
And after them, we can see numerous churches being established all over the world.
如果你熟悉教会的历史，
If you know about church history,
你就应该明白历代的基督徒经历了多少的逼迫患难。
If you know about church history, then you will recall that Christians throughout the ages have gone through a countless number of persecutions.
如果没有耶稣的死与复活，就不会有今天的教会。
If there were no death and resurrection of Jesus, then there would be no church today.
如果耶稣没有复活，教会的敌人早就把教会消灭了。
If there were no resurrection of Christ, then the church would have been destroyed long ago by his enemy.
但是正如耶稣自己所说的
But as Jesus once said,
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
所以我说，教会就是耶稣死与复活的见证。
Therefore, the existence of church is a strong evidence of his death and resurrection of Jesus.
如果耶稣没有复活，你今天的教会就得不着什么。
If Jesus has not been resurrected, then you won't get anything out of church today.
我们今天在这里聚会就没有任何的意义。
Today's gathering is absolutely meaningless.
感谢神，耶稣基督确实复活了。他今天依然活着，直活到永永远远。哈利路亚。
We thank God that Christ did die for us and that he did came and saved us. Hallelujah.
接下来我们就来思想耶稣的死与复活的意义。
Now we are going to think about the real meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection.
罗马书第一章三到四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 says,
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David.
按圣上的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
And who throughout the Jesus of holiness, the spirit of holiness, was appointed the son of God empowered by his resurrection from the dead.
耶稣本来是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他本有神的形象。
Whose very nature is the image of God.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He is the same as God.
反倒虚己起了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He has come down and become human, to take on the very nature of servant, being made in human likeness.
就人的样子，就自己卑微。
And found appearance of a man and humbled himself by becoming obedient.
诚心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
Obedient to death, even death on a cross.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
According to the scriptures, he is raised on the third day.
耶稣的复活反过来证明了耶稣是神的儿子。
The resurrection of Jesus then in turn proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
如果他不从死里复活，他就不是神的儿子。
If he did not raise from the dead, then he is not the Son of God.
但他的确从死里复活了，所以他是神的儿子。
But he absolutely did, so now he is the Son of God.
耶稣被交给人是被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was given to death, nailed on the cross.
死了是为了我们的过患。
It is because of us, for our transgressions.
耶稣本身是没有罪的。
Jesus himself is sinless.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
But was hung on a tree, he himself bore our sins.
使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
In his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness.
因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
By his wounds, you have been healed.
神是那无罪的，替我们成为罪。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活是为叫我们称义。
And raised to life for our justification.
亲爱的朋友，你有过犯吗？
Have you done wrong in life?
你犯过罪吗？
Have you sinned?
你知道你是一个罪人吗？
Do you know you're a sinner?
你知道神的律法吗？
Do you know God's law?
凡犯罪的就是违背律法。
Everyone who sins breaks the law.
违背律法就是罪。
In fact, sin is lawlessness.
你可能说，
You may say,
我没有偷，
I've never stolen,
我没有杀人，
never murdered,
我没有奸淫，
never committed adultery,
所以我没有罪。
So technically, I have not sinned.
如果你羡慕贪恋别人的东西，
If you're envious and greedy for other people's things,
就等于偷窃了。
Then you committed theft or steal.
如果你心中恨人，你就是杀人了。
If you ever hated someone, then you've committed murder.
如果你看见异性，心中动了淫念，你就在心中犯奸淫了。
If you looked at someone lustfully, then you've committed adultery.
人看人看外表。
People judge by what is on the outside.
神看人看内心。
But the Lord looks at the heart.
我们行为上的过犯是犯罪。
Our transgression with actions and behavior are sins.
我们心中不洁的念头，不合神旨意的想法也是犯罪。
Our unclean thoughts, thoughts that are not according to God's will, are also sins.
如果你是一个诚实的人，
If you're honest with yourself,
你就应该承认你是一个罪人。
Then it is time to admit that you are a sinner.
如果你认识神，顺服神的话，
If you know and obey God,
你就应该向神承认你实在是有罪了。
Then it is time to confess your sins to Him.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
There is no one who understands, there is no one who seeks God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
All have turned away, they have together become worthless.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
福音告诉我们。
The gospel told us.
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯。
Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins.
是为你的过犯，是为我的过犯。
For your sins and for mine.
耶稣来要将自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
Jesus came to save his people from their sins.
耶稣来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Jesus came to search for those who were lost.
耶稣来为要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus came so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣拯救我们的方式乃是透过十字架。
He saved us through the cross.
耶稣赦免我们罪的途径乃是透过他在十字架上担当我们的罪。
He has forgiven us by bearing the very sins we committed onto the cross.
为我们的罪受了刑罚。
To be punished for our sins.
为我们的罪付了代价。
To pay the price for our sins.
耶稣为我们在十字架上死。
Jesus died on the cross for us.
乃是让我们透过他得生命。
So that we shall not perish, but have eternal life.
如果耶稣在十字架上死了，埋葬了，然后一切就结束了。
If Jesus died on the cross and was buried, then it is over, nothing more.
然后就没有然后了，结果会如何呢？
What do you think the result would be?
结果就是他的门徒会永远软弱，悲伤，失望。
The result then is the disciples will all, his disciples will always be weak, sad, and disappointed.
等他们都死了，就再也没有人提起耶稣了。
And when they pass away, no one will mention Jesus ever again.
但事实不是那样。
However, reality is not like that.
耶稣的门徒后来软弱变刚强。
Later on, Jesus' disciples changed from weak to strong.
悲伤变喜乐。
Grief to joy.
失望变盼望。
Disappointment to hopeful.
一切都改变了。
Everything has changed.
一切都重新开始了。
Everything has started again.
因为耶稣第三天从死里复活了。
Because Jesus rose from the dead on the third day and appeared.
并且向门徒显现，坚固他们的信心。
And appeared to the disciples to strengthen them.
并且吩咐他们到各处去传悔改受罪的道。
Solidified their faith so, and told them to go to preach the word of repentance and forgiveness.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus has notbeen resurrected.
我们今天就没有福音。
We would not have gospel today.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们的罪就不能被赦免。
If Jesus has not been resurrected, our sins would not have been forgiven.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们就没有永生的盼望。
If Jesus has not been resurrected, then we have no hope for eternal life.
但是感谢主，耶稣的确复活了。
But thanks to the Lord, Jesus is indeed resurrected.
也大能显明他是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
That he is the Son of God and our Savior with great power.
耶稣复活是为叫我们称义。
Jesus' resurrection is for our justification.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends.
你知道什么是称义吗？
Do you know what is justification?
你知道复活和称义有什么关系吗？
Do you know the relationship between resurrection and justification?
称义是一个法庭用语。
Justification is a court term.
法官被告被法官宣告无罪释放，那就是称义。
The defendant is acquitted by the judge, which is justification.
我们都是有罪的人，我们是被告。
We are all sinful people. We are all defendants.
神是公义的审判官。
And God is the righteous judge.
神却宣告我们无罪，不算我们有罪。
But God has declared us innocent and counted us and are not counted as guilty.
这就称义。
This is justification.
为什么神称为为义呢？
Why does God call us righteous?
因为耶稣是无罪的。
Because of Jesus. Jesus was innocent.
因为我们的罪在十架上死了，担当了我们的罪。
But he died on the cross for our sins and bore our sins.
我们凭什么被神算为无罪呢？
But how should we be counted as sinless by God?
凭着我们对耶稣的信心。
It is with our faith in Jesus.
我们承认我们是罪人。
We confess that we are sinners.
我们相信耶稣是为我们的罪在十架上死了。
We believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
我们接受耶稣为我们的救主。
We accept that Jesus is our Savior.
我们愿意一生背起十字架跟随耶稣。
And we're willing to follow Jesus throughout our lives.
这就是因信称义的真理。
This is what's so called justified by faith.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement.
是凭着耶稣的血祭造人的信。
Through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith.
要显明神的义。
He did this to demonstrate his righteousness.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Because in his forbearance, he has left the sins of committed beforehand unpunished.
好在今时显明他的义。
He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time.
使人知道他自己为义。
So as to be just.
也称信耶稣的人为义。
And the one who justified those who have faith in Jesus.
耶稣的复活与称义有什么关系呢？
Now what does the resurrection of Jesus have to do with justification?
如果你做数学证明题。
If you do a mathematical question,
有些题目从正面不容易证明的。
Some of which are not easily proven up front.
但是你用反证法就很容易证明。
But you can solve it by the proof of contradiction.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus is not resurrected,
他就不是神的儿子。
Then he is not the Son of God.
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus is not resurrected,
他就是有罪的。
Then that means he's guilty.
如果是这样的话，
If this is the case,
那么耶稣就不能担当我们的罪。
Then Jesus cannot bear our sins.
那么我们就不能信耶稣称义了。
Then we cannot be justified by faith in Jesus.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪里。
If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
所以耶稣的复活与称义是有紧密关系的。
Therefore, the resurrection of Jesus is closely related to justification.
耶稣复活是为叫我们称义。
The resurrection of Jesus is to justify us.
照圣经所说，耶稣第三天从死里复活了。
According to the Bible, Jesus rose from the dead on the third day.
也大能显明他是神的儿子。
Displaying his mighty power that he is the Son of God.
他是无罪的。
That he is sinless.
他在十架上的死是为了我们的罪。
He died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣从死里复活，胜过了罪恶和死亡。
Jesus rose from the dead to overcome sin and death.
我们信靠他就可以罪得赦免。
If we trust him, then our sins are forgiven.
被神称义，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Justified by God and not perish, but have eternal life.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯。
Jesus was handed over to death for our transgression.
复活是为叫我们称义。
His resurrection was for our justification.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friend,
耶稣基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。
According to the Bible, Jesus Christ died for our sins and was buried.
又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And also, according to the Bible, he came back to life on the third day.
但是你的罪已经得到赦免了吗？
However, have your sins been forgiven?
你已经被神称为义了吗？
Have you been justified by God?
如今你要做什么呢？
What do you need to do now?
你要认罪悔改，相信耶稣基督。
You must confess your sins and repent and believe in Jesus Christ.
使你的罪得赦。
So that your sins will be forgiven.
神也必因耶稣基督的缘故称你为义。
God will justify you because of Jesus Christ.
在这个复活节。
On this Easter.
我盼望你明白耶稣的死与复活的意义。
I hope you understand the meaning of Jesus' death and resurrection.
得到神要给你最美的礼物。
And receive the most beautiful gift God will give you.
就是认识主耶稣基督。
Which is to know and believe in the Lord Jesus.
就是相信主耶稣基督。
And to believe in the Lord Jesus.
就是永生。
That is eternal life.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
That they know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
Now that now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God loved the world so that he sent his only one and only son to God to us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that everyone who receive him will receive eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你已经相信耶稣了。
If you believe in Jesus,
你有得救的确据了。
You have the assurance of salvation.
在这个复活节，你要感谢神。
On this Easter,
因为耶稣被交给人，是为你的过犯。
That you give thanks to God because Jesus was handed over to for your transgressions.
耶稣复活是为叫你称义。
Jesus was resurrected for to justify you.
在这个复活节，求圣灵复兴和坚固我们在基督里的信心和盼望。
On this Easter, ask the Holy Spirit to revive and strengthen your faith and hope and the hope in Jesus Christ.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him.
使你们借着圣灵的能力。大有盼望。
So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
马丁路德在1517年10月31日
Martin Luther posed 95 theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg on October 31st.
在威丁堡教堂大门上贴出了95条论纲，开启了宗教改革。
So those 95 theses is posted on the Castle Church in Wittenberg on October 31st, 1517.
当时的教会处于黑暗之中。
That's when it initiated a Protestant Reformation, which is when the church was experiencing a dark time.
宗教改革给教会带来亮光。
The Reformation brought light to the church.
马丁路德当年带领宗教改革面临很大的压力。
Martin Luther faced great pressures as he led the Reformation.
既要面对来自罗马教廷的攻击。
Not only had to face the attack from the Roman Curia,
又要面对群众的非议和责难。
He also had to face the criticism and from the people.
还要面对牧养教会的难处。
At the same time, he had to overcome the difficulties of pastoring a church.
有一段时间，他灵性陷入低沉。
For a while, he was spiritually depressed.
心情郁闷，多日不能振作起来。
He couldn't even recover for many days.
有一天，他的妻子被圣灵感动。
One day, his wife was moved by the Holy Spirit.
头戴黑纱，身穿丧服。
Wearing black veil and mourning clothes.
走进马丁路德的书房。
And walked into Martin Luther's study.
马丁路德见此情形，就问他的妻子。
Seeing this, Martin Luther asked his wife,
你在做什么？是谁死了吗？
Why are you doing this? Who died?
他的妻子回答说，神死了。
His wife replied, God is dead.
马丁路德听后顿时大怒。
Martin Luther was furious after hearing this.
你在胡说什么？神怎么会死了？
What are you talking about? How can God die?
他是永恒的神，是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
He is an eternal God, the God who was and is and will always be.
他的妻子听后镇定地说。
His wife commonly said,
既然神没有死，你为什么一副垂头丧气的样子呢？
Since God is not dead, why are you looking so desperate or depressed?
此话一出，马丁路德立即从书桌上起来。
As soon as he said that, Martin Luther got up from his desk.
突然间获得了一股巨大的力量。
And suddenly gained a tremendous strength.
耶稣基督死里复活的能力坚固了他的信心。
The power of Jesus' resurrection strengthened his faith.
使他能够继续带领宗教改革。
So that he enabled him to continue to lead the Reformation.
纵然有万般艰难，最终却将教会带出黑暗，带回真理。
Despite all the difficulties and unable to bring the church out of darkness and back to the truth.
耶稣的死与复活带给我们今生的指望和永生的盼望。
The death and resurrection of Jesus brings us hope of this life and the hope for eternal life.
从去年三月到现在，新冠疫情已经肆虐全球一年多了。
From March last year to now, the COVID-19 epidemic has ravaged the world for more than a year.
我们没有在教会一起敬拜神也一年多了。
And because of it, we did not get to worship God together in our church for more than a year.
在前段时间，我们教会有几位年长的弟兄姐妹因为感染新冠病毒而离开我们。
Not too long ago, several brothers and sisters in our church left us because they caught the coronavirus.
愿神安慰他们的家人。
So may God comfort the families.
在耶稣基督里，我们总是有盼望的。
In Jesus Christ, we always have hope.
虽然我们在地上没有能够见他们最后一面，为他们送行。
Although we were not able to be there to see them,
我们将来在天上必再相聚在我们的神和主耶稣基督的宝座前。
But we will be able to meet them again in heaven before the throne of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and worship Him forever and ever.
敬拜他直到永永远远。
So to worship them forever and ever.
在目前的疫情下。
With the current epidemic situation.
如果你在为自己的身体和心灵健康忧愁。
If you are worried about your physical and spiritual health,
如果你在为自己的学习和工作担心,
if you are worried about your study and your work,
转眼仰望耶稣吧,
look up to Jesus.
他是使你复活的主,
He is the Lord who has risen from the grave.
他如今活着,
He is now living.
他能够赐你力量面对你目前一切的困难,
He can give you the strength to face all your problems.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
明天是复活节星期一。
Tomorrow is Easter Monday.
你不用上学，不用上班。
You may not have school or work.
希望你不要把大部分时间花在睡觉、购物上。
I hope you don't spend most of your time sleeping or shopping.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
花一些时间亲近主耶稣基督。
Spend some time getting close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
思想他的死与复活。
And think about his death and resurrection.
他必叫你得安息。
He will give you rest.
他必叫你重新得力。
He will give you strength again.
或者你也得以从死里复活。
And maybe you will be raised from the dead too.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们再次感谢你。
We thank you again.
让你的儿子耶稣基督为我们死。
For letting your son Jesus Christ died for us.
为我们复活。
And resurrected for us.
为要赦免我们的罪。
Forgiven our sins.
赐给我们今生的依靠和永生的盼望。
And given us the dependence of this life.
唯愿神的灵借着神的话感动我们中间每一个还没有信耶稣的人。
May the Holy Spirit touch every one of us who have not yet believed in Jesus through God's word.
在这个复活节能够认罪悔改。
So that we can confess our sins and repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ during this Easter.
接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
Accept our Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
更愿神的灵借着神的话。
May the Holy Spirit revive us through God's word.
复兴我们每一位弟兄姐妹在基督里的信心和盼望。
With faith and hope with Jesus Christ and allow us to experience the power of resurrection.
让我们经历死里复活的大能。
Let us experience the power of resurrection.
有力量面对目前的困难。
To have the power to face our difficulties.
持定永生的盼望。
And hold on to the hope of eternal life.
奔那摆在我们前面的道路。
And run the race.
直到我们见主耶稣基督的面。
Until we see the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.